Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week, we're going to Disney World. Beginning in the late 1930s, many of America's best songwriters began to work for the House of Mouse. Songwriters like Sammy Kahn, Sammy Fain, Peggy Lee, and more all wrote music for Disney films. And great musicians like Benny Goodman, Dinah Shore, Bing Crosby, and Peggy Lee all contributed their voices to those same animated features. Coming up, we'll explore further the connection between jazz and Disney, including classic and modern jazz interpretations of iconic Disney songs. It's Jazz Digs Disney, coming up next on Afterglow.
Necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, Mother Nature's recipe. Bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be founder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. You look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for bare necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just bare necessities of life. So just relax, yeah, in my backyard. If you act like that bee act, you're working too hard. Don't spend your time just looking around for something you want can be found. You'll find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it. It tells you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you.
Necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Whenever I wander, where I roam. I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Ba-do-da-da-da.
Two versions of one of my favorite jazzy Disney tunes, The Bare Necessities, written by Terry Gilkison for the 1967 Disney animated film The Jungle Book. First up, we heard Louis Armstrong from a Disney-produced album from 1968, and just now, Tony Bennett in 1998. That comes from Bennett's album The Playground, an album of all children's songs. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. Not long ago, I picked up a subscription to the streaming service Disney Plus. This is not an official endorsement or anything. I have a kid, and this kind of thing is pretty helpful. But Disney Plus has given me, and all of us, unprecedented access to the famed Disney Vault. As a fan of pop culture from the early to mid-20th century, I was thrilled to finally discover some of those Disney titles that have eluded me over the years. Forgotten gems like The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, or Fun and Fancy Free, as well as classics like Cinderella and Pinocchio. As I've been enjoying these titles, I've noticed how often jazz makes its way into these classic films. It's no surprise, really. Jazz was the dominant form of pop music in the golden age of Disney in the 1930s and 40s, and continued to be central in the 1950s and 60s. Plus, Disney is really just an extension of Hollywood in this era, which in many ways was just an extension of the musical theater scene from New York. Jazz was central to all of these modes of popular music and culture. So this hour, I want to explore this connection further. Of course, this opens up a can of worms, and I can spend hours discussing musical minutiae in Disney films, but I'll try to at least scratch the surface, exploring the history and listening to both classic and modern jazz interpretations of Disney songs. Let's start at the beginning, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. A landmark in filmmaking, a mega hit for the fledgling studio, and a formula for success. The soundtrack for the film was the first of its kind, a commercially available collection of songs associated with a motion picture. These songs, most of them by studio songwriter Frank Churchill, have been icons in popular culture. Let's hear some jazz interpretations now. First up, this is Louis Armstrong, from an album he did in 1968 called Disney Songs, The Satchmo Way, an album personally commissioned by Walt Disney himself. Here is Satchmo with Whistle While You Work on Afterglow.
Whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your troubles, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart and tune up and start to whistle while you wait. Forget your troubles, trying to be just like that cheerful chickadee, whistled while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Someday my prince will come. Someday I'll find my love, and how thrilling that moment will be when the prince of my dreams come to me. He'll whisper, "I love you," then he'll steal a kiss or two. Though he's far away, I'll find my love someday, someday, when my dreams come true. Someday, yes, my prince, he's gonna come.
Etta Jones in 1963 with Someday My Prince Will Come, and Louis Armstrong in 1968 with Whistle While You Work. Both of those songs are written by Frank Churchill for the 1937 Disney film Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. After Snow White came Pinocchio in the year 1940, and with it came probably the most iconic song from any Disney film, certainly the studio's signature song, When You Wish Upon a Star.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are.
It was written by Lee Harline and Ned Washington and won them the Academy Award for Best Song the following year. Harline was a Disney studio songwriter, but Washington was a veteran lyricist from Tin Pan Alley. In the film, the song was performed by Jiminy Cricket, voiced by vaudeville veteran Cliff Edwards, aka Ukulele Ike, a groundbreaking jazz scat singer from the 1920s who had a late career boost by Walt and Co. Let's hear a more modern version now. This is Gregory Porter in 2014 with When You Wish Upon a Star on Afterglow.
Thank you.
you wish upon a star. Makes no difference who you are, anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Fate is kind. Steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Of the blue, fate steps in to see you through. And oh, when you wish upon a star, your dreams come.
Trouble and you don't know. give a little whistle. When you meet temptation and the urge is very strong, give a little whistle, give a little whistle. Not just a little squeak, pucker up and blow. And if your whistle's weak, yell Jiminy Cricket. Take the straight and narrow path, and if you start to slide, give a little whistle, give a little whistle. And always let your conscience be your guide.
Two songs originally from the 1940 Disney film Pinocchio, written by Lee Harline and Ned Washington. Just now we heard June Christie in 1960 from her children's song album The Cool School and the song Give a Little Whistle. Before that we heard Gregory Porter in 2014 from the compilation album Jazz Loves Disney with When You Wish Upon a Star. The next Disney film with original music was Dumbo, released in 1941. The songs from this film, written by Frank Churchill and Ned Washington, never quite caught on in the same way. The only really memorable song was the lullaby Baby Mine, which has been performed by a number of artists over the years, including a few jazz versions at the time, like this version by Glenn Miller and vocalist Ray Eberle from 1941.
Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine.
Once World War II broke out, film production at Disney Studios was pulled back quite a bit. For most of the war, and in the years after, Disney released what they called anthology films, or package films, consisting of several shorter animated stories compiled together into one product, sometimes mixed with live action. We may not remember them as well today. Titles like Fun and Fancy Free, Make Mine Music, or Melody Time. However, music played a central role in these films, and it often resonated in some way with the jazz world. The first two anthology films were actually Latin American-themed, Saludos Amigos from 1943 and The Three Caballeros from 1945, both featuring Donald Duck. While both films featured original music, they also featured authentic Latin American songs. The popularity of these songs, at least with American audiences, was no doubt bolstered by the success of these films. These traditional Latin American songs were given new English lyrics and found prominent spots on the Billboard charts shortly after each film's release. Call it the Mickey Mouse bounce, if you will. Let's start with the breakout hit song from Saludos Amigos, the 1939 Ari Barroso song Aquarela do Brasil, better known simply as Brazil. It was a minor hit in its home country prior to 1943, but once it was included in Saludos Amigos, the song became an international phenomenon. Let's hear an English language version from years later. This is Frank Sinatra in 1957 with the song Brazil on Afterglow.
Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured someday soon we kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of, return I will to old Brazil. We'll be right back. was another day. The morning found me miles away, with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing that I'm certain of: return I will to old Brazil, that old Brazil. Man, it's old in Brazil.
My heart, now and forever, and our love had its start not long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. Was a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars, and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song, and you'll always belong. A moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars, and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song, and you'll always belong to my heart.
Bing Crosby in 1945 with You Belong to My Heart, the English language version of the Mexican bolero song Solamente Una Vez. That song became an international hit after being featured in the 1945 Disney film The Three Caballeros. Before that, another song popularized by a Disney film, the song Brazil, sung there by Frank Sinatra on the album Come Fly With Me, and featured years earlier in the 1943 Disney film Saludos Amigos. All right, let's move on to one of the most recognizable and celebrated, at least in its time, yet complicated and problematic songs in the Disney canon, Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Zippity-Doo-Dah, zippity-yay.
I don't want to ignore this song completely. I'm going to acknowledge it and discuss it briefly, but I also don't want to feature it beyond just that clip, for a few reasons. On the one hand, Zippity-Doo-Dah is an iconic, memorable Disney tune with a tuneful melody by Ali Rubel, some seemingly goofy nonsense lyrics by Ray Gilbert, and the winner of the Academy Award for Best Song in 1948 to boot. On the other hand, Zippity-Doo-Dah comes from one of the most problematic Disney films, a film that the Disney Corporation would rather you forget about completely. 1946's Song of the South, an offensively racist depiction of black people in the antebellum South. And this is not just a revisionist interpretation. At the time of its release, Walter Francis White, the head of the NAACP, said that Song of the South, quote, helps to perpetuate a dangerously glorified picture of slavery, and that it, quote, unfortunately gives the impression of an idyllic master-slave relationship, which is a distortion of the facts, end quote. In its time and now, over 70 years later, that simply cannot abide. And even if I wanted to divorce the music from the film itself, I could say the music has taken on a life of its own, and it has. And I could say that it's a catchy depiction of that common Bluebird of Happiness theme, and it is. But I can't avoid the fact that its seemingly nonsense turns of phrase, like zip and doodah, as many authors have pointed out, are clearly evoking minstrel tropes and minstrelsy's legacy of blackface and lampooning horrible racial stereotypes. So instead of featuring it, I'm gonna leave it where it belongs, in the past, with a giant footnote. Disney would agree. Song of the South is not available commercially anywhere, and the company is now finally starting to grapple with their troublesome past. Instead, let's play a different song entirely. It comes from a Disney film from a few years later, it also features some nonsense lyrics, and hey, here's Louis Armstrong singing it. From the 1950 film Cinderella, here's Louis with the Al Hoffman, Mac David, and Jerry Livingston tune, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, on Afterglow.
Salakadula, me checkaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salakadula, me checkaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. A bibbidi bobbidi boo. Yes, salakadula means me checkaboola brew. But the thing I'm about that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo. Yeah. Salakadula, me checkaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? A bibbidi bobbidi boo. What have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Louis Armstrong in 1968 from his album Disney Songs The Satchmo Way with Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, a song from the 1950 film Cinderella. Just ahead, we'll hear more jazzy interpretations of familiar and maybe less familiar Disney songs. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Thank you. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the link between Disney and jazz this hour. There was a period of time in the 1940s and 1950s when Disney Studios teamed up with some of the biggest stars in jazz and popular song to help them create their stories. Benny Goodman and his orchestra provided the music to one of the vignettes from the 1946 film Make Mine Music, their version of the song All the Cats Join In. That's what you're hearing in the background right now. Dinah Shore provided the narration and sang some of the songs in the 1947 anthology film Fun and Fancy Free, the portion of the film about the circus bear named Bongo. And Bing Crosby did the same for the Ichabod Crane sections of the 1949 film The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Songs from these films, with their jazz pedigree, were performed by others as well. And let's hear a few interpretations now. We'll start with that Benny Goodman song from the 1946 film Make Mine Music, as performed by Goodman's former singer, Peggy Lee. This is Peggy Lee in 1946 with All the Cats Join In on Afterglow.
Hop in your old jalopy and head for the malted shop, and all the cats join in. Down goes my last two-bit, comes up one banana split, and all the cats join in. Drop your jack in the old jukebox, play your favorite disc. When you dance with the Bobby Sox, you dance at your own risk. Rip, everybody swing, yes, swing, till the rafters ring and all the cats join in. All the cats join in. All the cats join in. Drop your jack in the old jukebox, play your favorite disc. When you dance with the Bobby Sox, you dance at your own risk. Rip, everybody swing, yes, swing, till the rafters ring and all the cats join in. All the cats join in. All the cats join in. All the cats join in.
I love to hang around the lazy countryside, with nature's gang around the lazy countryside, where the crickets you don't hear in the city keep a humming in your ear, oh, so pretty. And it's just too much for words, listening to the chorus of the birds. I like to stay around the lazy countryside, just kind of play around the lazy countryside. what fun in taking the sun in and to roam the spaces wide. It's the place for me, gee, it's great to be round the lazy countryside. Taking the sun in and to roam the spaces wide. It's the place for me, gee, it's great to be round the lazy countryside. Round the
on when it gets late, along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for a jamboree. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, some have fangs about this size, some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin.
I'm telling you, brother, it's a fearful sight just to see what goes on in the night.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with a fiendish glee.
Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman, he's the worst.
When he goes jogging across the land, holding his noggin right in his hand, demons take one look and groan.
Then they hit the road for parts unknown.
Well, there's no rage like a spook that's burned.
The ghost don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead.
Well, I'll show them that I can get ahead.
Do do wow, 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 wow.
So close all the windows,
lock all the doors.
Unless you're careful, why, he'll get yours.
Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause you clip your top if it will fit.
He likes some little, he likes some big. Put him in the middle or wear a wig.
Black or white or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head.
With a hip, hip, hip and a clippity-clop.
Why, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan, cause you can't reason with a headless man.
With a hip, hip, hop and a clippity-clop. Look out!
We know what we're talking about, believe me. You better watch your cues, but take a look at the people who ignored the old good book. Change your ways, you'll find it pays, cause you can't be a haint if you ain't kinda crazed, I guess you'd say. Take our word, we know what we're talking about. You know, this is a pretty spooky thing we're doing here. You don't mind if I turn on another light, do you? Hmm?
Three songs from some lesser-known Disney films. Just now we heard K-Star with Headless Horseman, a Jean DePaul and Don Rey song originally performed by Bing Crosby in the 1949 Disney film The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. Before that, Margaret Whiting with Lazy Countryside, a Bobby Worth song originally performed by Dinah Shore in the 1947 Disney film Fun and Fancy Free, And starting that set, Peggy Lee with All the Cats Join In, a song by Ray Gilbert, Eddie Sauter, and Alec Wilder, originally performed by Benny Goodman and his orchestra in the 1946 Disney film Make Mine Music. Speaking of Peggy Lee, Lee herself was called upon to make contributions to the 1955 Disney film Lady and the Tramp. She and fellow songwriter Sonny Burke wrote all of the memorable songs for the film, including La La Lu, the Siamese Cat song, and He's a Tramp.
He's a tramp, but I love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, I adore him.
Lee's contributions went beyond just the songs. She also contributed her vocal talents, voicing the characters of Darling, the mother, Cy and Am, the two cats, and Peg, the stray dog. In fact, about three decades later, Lee successfully sued Disney for lost compensation after the studio made a killing selling Lady and the Tramp on the new VHS market without her consent. Here's an updated version of one of those Peggy Lee songs now. This comes from singer Melody Gardot off of the 2016 album Jazz Loves Disney. This is Melody Gardot with He's a Tramp on Afterglow.
What a dog, baby. What a dog. He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, they adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, and even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
with you once upon a dream. I know you, the gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam, yet I know it's true that visions are seldom all they see. But if I know you, I know what you'll do. You'll love me at once the way you did once upon, once upon a dream. Upon a dream, I know you, that gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam, yet I know that it's true that visions are seldom all they see. But if I know you, I know what you'll do. You'll love me at once, just the way you did once, once upon, once upon a dream.
Seth MacFarlane, from his 2020 album Great Songs from Stage and Screen, with Once Upon a Dream, a song from the 1959 Disney film Sleeping Beauty, and a song adapted from the 1890 ballet Sleeping Beauty by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Before that, Melodie Gardot in 2014 with He's a Tramp, a song written by Peggy Lee and Sonny Burke for the 1955 Disney film Lady and the Tramp. There were several more Disney songs I didn't have time for this hour, but I want to end the hour with one of the last great jazz-inspired Disney scores, 1967's The Jungle Book. Most of the songs from the film were written by Walt's favorite songwriting pair, Robert and Richard Sherman, the Sherman Brothers. They worked with Disney on most of the studio's big projects from the 1960s and 70s. The Jungle Book, inspired by Rudyard Kipling stories, even featured one of jazz's great stars, Louis Prima, in the role of King Louis, the orangutan.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me.
To close off this hour, let's hear a French version of that song now, performed by the Hot Sardines. Here they are with I Wanna Be Like You on Afterglow.
Zibidi-bap-bap-bo, je suis le roi de la danse. Oh, la jungle est à mes pieds. De la puissance, je suis au plus haut. Et pourtant, je dois vous envier. Je voudrais devenir un homme, ce serait merveilleux. Vivre pareil aux autres hommes, loin des singes ennuyeux. Oh, whoopi-doo, je veux marcher comme vous. Parler comme vous, faire comme vous tout. Singe comme moi, pourrais-je croire être parfois bien plus humain que vous? moi bien, je suis pas dupe. Si je marchande avec vous, c'est que je désire le moyen d'être un homme, un point, c'est tout. Dis-moi le secret pour être un homme, est-ce vraiment si mystérieux? Pour moi, faire éclore la grande fleur rouge, ce serait merveilleux. Oh, whoopie-doo, je voudrais marcher comme vous, parler comme vous, faire comme vous, tout. Un singe comme moi, pourrais-je croire être parfois bien plus humain que vous?
Whoopie-doo, I wanna be like you.
I
wanna walk like you, talk like you. You see it's true.
Ripa-popo, yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Can't learn to be you.
Hot Sardines, performing a French version of the Sherman Brothers song I Wanna Be Like You from the 1967 Disney film The Jungle Book. That comes again from the 2016 album Jazz Loves Disney. And thanks for tuning in to this Disney edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.